Vectis Radio, FM 104.6. Our broadcasters are all ages and abilities. This is what makes us your local station. VectisRadio.com.
And at this point in the show, as always, we have our Vectis Volunteers slot, in which we invite an organisation to come in, chat to us about what they do, and maybe interest one or two of you, or even more, in that work, and maybe suggest some opportunities about ways that you could get involved. And this week, I am delighted to welcome Keith Everett, who is chairman of an organisation called REMAP. And first question, Keith, is what does REMAP do? How would you explain the work of the organisation?
Okay, REMAP's a charity which consists of retired engineers and occupational therapists. And our aim is to build specialist pieces of equipment for disabled people or anybody finding physical problems.
Fantastic. And how long has the organisation been going?
Surprisingly, we've been on the island for over 40 years.
Wow.
National charity's been running slightly longer than that. But I believe the island was one of the first groups that that started.
Amazing. So how did you get involved? So that's the first question.
Right. So I'm an electronics engineer, came up to retirement and was looking for something to do. There's plenty of opportunities for volunteering, but I thought I'd like to do something with my training. And of course, having heard about REMAP, it seemed an ideal fit.
Okay. REMAP itself, it's probably got a massively long history and we haven't got time to talk about all of it, but what was the inspiration for it? Where did REMAP itself start?
Okay, it was started by an engineer who worked for ICI. His wife was severely disabled and she was having problems moving around in her house. And he decided that he could do something to help her and enlisted a group of his fellow engineers, and they put in all sorts of suspended rail systems so that she could move around the entire house quite freely and on her own.
Okay.
And having finished that, it kind of occurred to him that there are a lot of other people who could benefit as well, and that was the start of REMAP.
Okay.
And in fact, in the early years, ICI were major sponsors.
Ah, right. Okay. So it's matching up at its most basic level. It's matching the skills of an engineer with a person's individual problems to see if there are ways that you can improve that person's quality of life. Is that
precisely? Yeah. And it's surprising that even the most minor improvements can make a major difference to somebody's quality of life. I have an example that I always like to quote on this, which is there was a gentleman who had severe arthritis in his hands, and it used to frustrate him considerably because he found it very, very difficult to use a tissue to wipe his nose.
Wow.
An engineer who was part of REMAP but not on the island took a child's rubber ball, put a slit in it and took a piece out. And that allowed the gentleman to be able to grasp the ball in his hands and he could pick up the tissue in the slit.
Oh, how clever.
So the whole thing cost nothing.
Yeah.
It was very simple to do. But the difference it made to his life was considerable.
Yeah, well, that's a brilliant example. And is there an example at the other end of the scale where major work has been required and you're actually having to make things?
Oh, yeah. Very disabled person in a wheelchair who used to love photography and really just couldn't handle the camera anymore. So one of the groups made a framework that went over the wheelchair with a whole arrangement of slides that allowed him to position the camera as he wanted to and take it without any shake involved.
Wow.
But he was doing it with one hand, and a hand that had lost a lot of its motor capabilities.
Yeah, that's fantastic. You see, like most people who are probably listening, I suspect, I'd not heard much about REMAP before. The name was familiar, but it didn't really register everything you did. And we were chatting earlier about this, weren't we? And you were saying, well, that's one of the fundamental problems that the organisation has. It doesn't seem to have that high profile as maybe some other charities do.
No. Essentially, the charity has run for a long time on a shoestring. We have a central office with four permanent staff, but apart from providing them with salaries, most of our expenses are associated with buying raw materials, and a lot of the time we can use second-hand raw materials.
Yeah. And when you say a central office, you mean nationally the central office?
Yeah.
And so there are lots of branch organisations, including the Isle of Wight, dotted all over the country.
There's 100. Oh, wow. There's, I think it's 5,000 engineers. Sorry, take that back. No, it isn't. It's 1,000 engineers.
That's still good.
It's still good. So it is a national organisation, and it's big.
Yeah.
But we really don't have an advertising budget.
Okay.
So we are a secret charity, if you like, that doesn't want to be.
Yeah. So in terms of your needs now, so you're here obviously to raise the profile of the organisation, which is fantastic, and you've certainly done that with me, for one. But thinking about volunteers out there, people who may be listening, what could people do to help you? What do you most need?
Right. We have vacancies for people to volunteer. They're limited. The item that we really need is people to be aware of us and to be able to relate what we do to maybe somebody around them who actually needs our help.
Okay.
And probably one of our most difficult problems is getting friends and relations of disabled people to realise that there is our service available, and there are possible solutions to things that their friends are grappling with.
Yeah. And have you ever been caught out and been unable to help someone yet?
It does happen. Sometimes the problem is just too insurmountable, and we just have to say, we can't do that.
Yeah.
The other thing is that we do draw the line at if there is a commercial solution to somebody's problem, we'll point the person to that solution.
Yeah.
We don't reinvent stuff or make something that already exists.
Yeah, and one of the interesting areas, I suppose, is for someone who might be listening, or maybe who is disabled, or someone who knows someone who is disabled, presumably you don't even have to be registered as disabled. You could be, to all intents and purposes, living a perfectly normal life. It's just that there are one or two things you can't do because of, as you mentioned, maybe arthritis or a mobility problem of some kind, or hard of hearing, something that maybe doesn't register with people.
Absolutely.
Is that right, that you can just about help anyone?
Yeah, we will. I mean, we do actually prefer if it's a medical professional that does refers to us.
Okay.
For the simple reason that we can then be absolutely certain that what we do will be a positive benefit to the patient. But if we get referrals from private people, we're quite happy to consider those. We have occupational therapists who work with us, who give us advice about what's appropriate and what isn't.
Yeah.
We really will consider anybody. It's no, you don't have to be registered as disabled. As you say, somebody with arthritis in their hands and finding a problem, we'll certainly take a look at.
Yeah, that's fantastic. It's amazing that all this is available to people on the Isle of Wight, and yet so few of us have heard of it, which is a little prompt, because I think you were also looking for someone who could help you with the marketing side, weren't you?
Absolutely. We do have a requirement for a couple of volunteers. We need somebody to do say, a retired marketing man, because we find...
Or a woman,
I beg your pardon. We do find that keeping the profile of Remap in front of people is vital to stir people into considering what we can do for them. And the other requirement we do have is that we could really do with another professional mechanical engineer. Now, I say professional because we do need somebody who can look at a possible solution that we might come up with and say, yes, that's safe. You know, if you're designing something for carrying person or they're going to use as a safety rail, then we need to be sure that that is safe for the user. But just to say that we do have in our arrangement positions for people who can make. So skilled people with wood, metal, plastics, etc., are in a position to help us. We just need a professional engineer to say that's safe.
Okay, so there you go. So professional mechanical engineer and a marketing expert. Well, you don't have to be an expert, just someone who's got lots of experience and the time to devote to promoting Remap to a wider audience. That's fine. But how can people get in touch with you, Keith?
Okay, I'm going to reach in my pocket for my...
That's all right, you carry
list
on.
Of,
Yeah, Keith's rummaging through his business cards now.
So essentially what we have is we have a national website, which is www.remap.org.uk. And that'll give you a good idea of the type of thing that we do. It could also provide a link to myself. But if you want to use the phone, we have two mobile phone numbers. First one is 0772 952 1437 and 0793 598 0545.
Brilliant. Beautifully paced as well.
Thank you.
Lots of, so that's fantastic. And it's so good to talk to you, Keith, about the work of Remap. It's an amazing job that you're doing. And I think you, we were talking earlier, something like, what is it, 30 people every single year for about 40 years that have been helped.
It's that sort of number,
And that's incredible. And I can't, still can't quite believe that I didn't know exactly what you did. But there you go. We're appealing for a marketing person now to spread the word. And it's certainly a fantastic cause, and we wish you all the best.
Can I just say one item?
Of course you can.
We described two items, one of which was fairly minor, another one which was more complicated. Just wanted to let people be aware that there is a broad range of everything that we will look at, and not to assume that if it's too, if they think it's too minor, we won't be interested in doing.
Good point. Yeah, so it could be anything, however small the scale. Remap might be able to advise and come up with a solution.
We hope so.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Oh well, all power to your mill, or is it all grist to the mill? I'm never sure.
Worked out what grist was.
Anyway, lovely to talk to you, Keith. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for the time.